But is it possible for imperfect humans to overcome fear and conquer as Jesus did? Brother Lawrence Prasad, graduate of Ministerial Training School and an elder in the Edmonton Castle Downs congregation, will provide the scriptural answer in the talk entitled, Take Courage, I Have Conquered the World.
Throughout our convention, we're going to be discussing several examples of Bible characters who showed tremendous courage. But the superlative example, the greatest example to ever walk this earth to show courage, was of course of Jesus Christ. But is it possible for us as mere imperfect humans to be able to show that kind of tremendous, great, superlative Christ-like courage? Well, think about it this way. Imagine that you go to a restaurant and you have the greatest meal that you've ever had. So good, in fact, that you want to go home and try to make it yourself. So what do? Well, you go home and you buy what you think are the ingredients. I think there was garlic in there. You go and you proceed with what you assume are the steps. How close to the original do you think you will be without any instruction, any guidance, any help? Compare that with if you went home and you bought that chef's cookbook, and in it is the recipe for the meal that you had enjoyed, with ingredients and step-by-step instructions on how to cook that meal. Well, now your chances of success on replicating that meal, they've gone way up, haven't they? Is there a courage, or is there a recipe for courage? Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. And notice as we read verses 21 and 22, the recipe for courage. It says, in fact, to this course you were called because even Christ suffered for you, leaving a model for you to follow his steps closely. He committed no sin, nor was deception found in his mouth. Yes, Jesus left us a perfect model. The Bible has the recipe for Christ-like courage. It has step-by-step instructions on how we can imitate and exemplify Jesus' courage. So let's look at three ways in which we can imitate Jesus, the courage he showed while he was on earth. Number one, Jesus showed courage by fulfilling challenging assignments. It's the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus is there with his apostles, and it's dark. It's the middle of the night. A mob is approaching him. Now, this mob is comprised of Pharisees. They hate Jesus. Scribes and priests, they hate Jesus. Roman soldiers, well, they hate everybody. And they have armor, and they're armed with clubs, swords, torches. They march right up to Jesus and his defenseless apostles. Can you imagine that scene? You know, I like to think that this mob, they probably had that mob mentality where we're going to get what we want, how we want it, no matter what. And they want Jesus. If you were in Jesus' shoes, what would you do? What did Jesus do? Well, turn with me to John chapter 18. John chapter 18, verses 4 and 5. Now, we notice in verse 3, the Pharisees, the priests, they've come up to Jesus. And notice in verse 4, John chapter 18. Then Jesus, knowing all the things that were going to happen to him, turned around, ran away, and hid behind a bush. No, that's not what Jesus did. Notice what it says. He stepped forward. Jesus stepped up to the plate. He didn't even wait for them to get to him. He stepped forward. And he said to them, whom are you looking for? They answered him, Jesus the Nazarene. He said, I am he. Wow. That is courage. In fact, so remarkable is that act of courage. Notice in verse 6, the reaction of the soldiers. However, when Jesus said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. They were dumbfounded. They were astounded by Jesus' courage. Jesus never backed down from an assignment. So how can we follow this model? Well, we can imitate Jesus' courage when we accept challenging assignments and step out of our comfort zone in order to expand our ministry. Let me give you an example. Regular pioneering, SKE, foreign language, serving where the need is greater. For brothers, how about serving as a ministerial servant or an elder? That's taking us out of our comfort zone, isn't it? Those assignments, they require courage to accept and courage to stay in that assignment. We can do it if we have Christ-like courage. Step number two. Jesus showed courage by bearing witness about the truth. He showed courage by bearing witness about the truth. Even as a 12-year-old boy, he courageously stood up for what was right. In Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 47, we see the account of when Jesus was in the temple. He was in the midst of the teachers. Now, these aren't your regular school teachers. These teachers were well-versed, not only in the Mosaic Law, but also in the man-made traditions that undermine the Bible. Was Jesus intimidated amongst those men? Well, that account tells us that he was the one asking them questions. Yes, even at a young age, Jesus recognized his responsibility to stand up for the truth, to do what's right. Young ones, can you have courage like Jesus? When the opportunity to defend our faith at school comes up, what do we do? Let me give you an example. Let's say that you're at school and someone makes a joke about witnesses calling at their door on the weekend. Or maybe during class, someone makes a comment that only uneducated people would ever believe in creation. What do you do? Are you like Jesus? Do you stand up for the truth? Do you do what's right? We can do it if we are courageous, if we have that Christ-like courage. It was important that Jesus showed courage as a young person because that courage really blossomed as he got older. During his ministry, he exposed the religious leaders for their wrong teachings and their bad example. Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew 23, we're going to look at verses 23 and 24. Now, as you scan your eyes through these verses, we're not going to read them, but notice the words Jesus uses to describe the religious leaders of that time. Verse 23, hypocrites. He says to them, you have disregarded the weightier matters of the law. In other words, you don't even understand what you should be teaching. Verse 24, blind guides. That took courage. You know, these Pharisees, they were powerful men at that time. They held a lot of influence in that system of things. In fact, the teachings that they were teaching, they were widely accepted. Does that sound similar to what we're doing today? Like Jesus, we have the opportunity to expose false teachings, to expose widely accepted beliefs for what they are. But is it easy to preach the good news? Does anyone here really feel comfortable the first time you're knocking on a stranger's door when you just don't know which way that conversation is going to go? When we preach, when we go in the ministry, we are imitating Jesus' courage. You're already doing it. Continue to show that courage. Continue to bear witness about the truth. Number three. Jesus showed courage by upholding Jehovah's righteous standards. He showed courage by upholding Jehovah's righteous standards. No matter what happened, what his enemies tried, Jesus never sinned. We can think of the example when Satan tried to tempt Jesus three times. Was it easy for Satan to reject the devil? Well, was Satan a good liar? Was he a slick salesman? Didn't he already trick a perfect person before this? What made Jesus different from Adam and Eve? Matthew chapter 4. Turn with me, please, to Matthew 4 and verse 10. And let's notice what made Jesus different. How was he able to reject the devil? In Matthew 4 and verse 10, then Jesus said to him, "Go away, Satan." He didn't just say no. He didn't just passively avoid Satan. He firmly rejected the devil. He rejected sin. He had the courage or the mental strength to withstand Satan. We too are going to need that kind of courage. We need that kind of courage to be no part of the world. To say to Satan each and every day, "Go away." That's not easy. And it was mentioned earlier in this, earlier in our convention, that being different is one of the hardest things we might ever have to do. How can we do it? Christ-like courage. That can help us to uphold Jehovah's standards. Let's look at another example of how Jesus courageously upheld Jehovah's standards. It's taken from John chapter 2 and verse 14. Now it's an account that we're pretty familiar with. When Jesus comes upon, or in the temple, he comes upon the merchants and the money changers. Now when Jesus saw these merchants, could he have just saw what they were doing and kept on walking? You know, maybe he saw what they were doing, felt disgust, felt anger, but thought, you know, someone else will handle that. What caused Jesus to stop and get involved? It was courage. That was definitely part of it. Friends, do we know someone who is maybe a friend or someone in the congregation who is involved in unscriptural conduct? Maybe they're viewing immoral material, inappropriate video games. Maybe they're involved in a secret, inappropriate relationship. What will you do? Will you keep walking? See what's happening? Maybe you think, well, I don't want to say something and ruin my friendship with this person, so I better just keep out of it. Well, think about it this way. If that same friend was drowning in water, would you feel the same way? Would you say, well, you know, they're flailing pretty bad there. I don't want to embarrass them any more than they already are. I just better stay out of it. Of course not. Their life is in danger. You would say whatever it took. You would scream for help. Friends, we could not just lose a friend. We could lose a friend's life if we keep quiet. He could lose his relationship with Jehovah. We need courage to speak up. Lovingly tell them that if they don't speak to the elders, we will. That takes courage. That's the kind of courageous model Jesus set for us here in the Bible. That's the recipe. Will we follow it? Those are the three steps to imitating Jesus' courage. Number one, fulfilling challenging assignments. Number two, bearing witness about the truth. And three, upholding Jehovah's righteous standards. Why is having Christ-like courage so important today, though? Turn with me to John chapter 16. And notice here the theme scripture of our talk, John 16 and 33. Why is it important that we show Christ-like courage today? What's the benefit? In verse 33 it says, "I have said these things to you so that by means of me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage, I have conquered the world." As a result of Jesus showing courage, he was able to conquer the world. That means he never yielded to its influence. He didn't allow it to change him in any way. He never backed down. He wasn't ashamed of the good news. He truly conquered the world. Now in this account, Jesus isn't just saying to you, or saying to us, "Yeah, I conquered the world." His words are meant to inspire confidence that we too can conquer the world. How does it do that? How do these words show us or tell us that yes, I too can conquer? Well, imagine for a minute that you were lost in the woods. You know, maybe it's getting dark, and you just can't find your way back to the trail. Would you be afraid? How long before you lose hope? Before you become discouraged? Before you think that there's no chance? What if, though, while searching for the trail, you come across a park ranger? And that park ranger, he says to you, "You can do it. I've done this before. Follow me. You'll be okay. You can do it. I've done this before. Follow me. You'll be okay." Like that, our fear is replaced with courage. Suddenly, our discouragement is replaced with confidence. Now we know we can do it. John 16 and 33, what's Jesus saying there to us? Take courage. You can do it. I have conquered the world. I've done this before. Remember that scripture we read at the beginning of our talk, 1 Peter 2 and 21? Follow my steps closely and you'll be okay. Jesus is telling us that we can do it. We can have courage like him. We can conquer the world as long as we take courage. So sometimes, friends, in this world, we may feel lost. We may feel afraid. We might become discouraged. Maybe we feel like Christ-like courage is so far out of our reach that we'll never get it. When you feel that way, remember this scripture. John 16 and verse 33. Take courage. You can do it. Jesus is telling us it is possible. In fact, when we think about Jesus' courage, he didn't show courage because of his perfection. Rather, he showed courage because of two important qualities. Yes, our recipe, it only has two ingredients. It's pretty easy. Would you like to know what those two ingredients are? These are the two qualities we can start showing now that will help us to build up Christ-like courage. Number one, John 15 and verse 31. No one has love greater than this, that someone should surrender his life in behalf of his friends. Less than 24 hours after Jesus said that, he surrendered his life on behalf of mankind. Yes, love can impel humans to show outstanding courage. Number two, the second ingredient, the second quality, it's in John 16. If you still have your Bibles open there, notice the last sentence in verse 32. John 16 and 32. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. Yes, Jesus had faith that Jehovah was there to support him. That his Father and friend would always be there for him. We too can have that same kind of support if we have faith that Jehovah will be there for us. In fact, if we have faith that Jehovah will be there for us, then courage should become easy for us because we have the most powerful being in the universe on our side. Yes, friends, it's not beyond our ability then to imitate Jesus' example if we continue to cultivate faith and love in Jehovah. Follow the recipe found in the Bible. Then, like him, we can conquer the world, and with that comes everlasting life. For the anointed, that means eternal life in heaven, in the very presence of Jehovah. Those of the great crowd, well, we will survive the coming end and enter an earthly paradise where fear will no longer be an issue. Yes, you and I can conquer the world, but only if we imitate Jesus and take courage.
Thank you, Brother Prasad, for highlighting how we can imitate Jesus' courage.